Hi, I'm the Reverend Graham Taylor, and welcome to Minutes for Christ, my regular God pod. Today we're going to be thinking about who Jesus of Nazareth was.
I've often heard it said that
Jesus was either mad, bad, or God. Well, before we can make a decision in that, let's explore the historical Jesus, the Jesus of first century Palestine. Now, in fact, it's quite difficult to get a full picture of Christ at that time. The Gospels, in many ways, were written to encourage communities under particular pressures, around about 60 to 70 years after Christ died. Really, by then, those who had heard the story of Christ from another person were beginning to die out, and obviously these communities also felt a desire to write down all that they had heard of the historical Jesus. But they're not in any way biographical accounts, not by our modern standards. So as I say, it's quite difficult to find exactly what the historical Jesus was like. We know he was in his early 30s. His mum was almost certainly a widow, and he had probably kept the family business going until the youngest brothers and sisters had grown to the point where they themselves could look after their own finances.
Jesus of Nazareth, or Jesus, son of Joseph,
also had grown up in the small country of Palestine. Now, Palestine was the heart of the Jewish religion. They fiercely believed in one God, and the creation of a sacred space within oneself, one's home. But they also had aspirations. Their country was under Roman occupation. They had started as, to some degree, a client state of Rome. But more and more, the people were looking to rebel against Rome and throw off the Roman yoke. So they looked for a Messiah. They'd looked for Messiah for centuries. But the view of the Messiah was quite a spectrum of outlooks. Some saw a political leader arising. Some saw a military leader arising who would throw off the yoke of Rome. We could maybe think of Joan of Arc, George Washington, maybe even Winston Churchill. But others saw an almost supernatural being descending and again liberating Palestine and making the Jewish religion complete. Christ, however, had a different view of his role. He enigmatically always referred to himself as the Son of Man, and probably never referred to himself as the Son of God. He saw that the kingdom of God was close at hand. In fact, rather intriguingly, he suggested the kingdom of God was actually here, but just out of sight, and that through his ministry, people could be made to change to bring the kingdom in. And that would be the radical change that would complete Judaism and also take Judaism out into the world for all humanity. He progressed this agenda by going out and embracing, ministering, if you like, to the least popular members of society. People who were corrupt, cast out, maybe up to criminal practices. He saw every individual as retrievable from their situation. He saw every individual as possible members of the kingdom. Now, it's highly possible that before Christ, there were other preachers, teachers, who had come out with a similar message. So what made Christ stand out as different? Well, it was as a result of his death and resurrection that changed things radically, changed things beyond all measure. And so when we encounter the historic Christ, we have to ask ourselves the question that he asked of Peter, "Who do you say I am?" And our answer to that question defines us within God's kingdom. Thank you for listening.